Hey everyone, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and this is your MLS soccer episode for Saturday, July 31st. We got 16 picks tonight going on in MLS soccer. They start at 5 o'clock, and we've got Seattle versus San Jose, because I'm not even going to pretend. You guys know I like Cade Cozwell, but San Jose, every time I watch them, just can't get it together. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. They're hurting for some veteran leadership on the field, and Cade Cozwell cannot deliver that at 17 years old right yet. And so I'm going to take Seattle minus one, which means they need to beat San Jose by two or more at plus 115. I'm going over three at plus 110 in this game. And then at 6 o'clock, we've got the New York Red Bulls versus New England. Guys, I believe both of these were plus money. The Red Bulls are the favorite. I didn't see a drop, though, in their number overnight. So I think they're both still going to be plus money when you guys get around to betting them. I'm taking the Red Bulls money line just to win, plus 121, but I think both of these teams stay under 2.5 at plus 120. They're both very good defensive teams. I know a lot of people are saying they may even tie. Let's hope not. I'm never betting a tie. Anyway, 7:30, we've got FC Cincinnati taking on DC United. I really thought about this one hard. Both are plus money. I think the last two of their games, I've liked DC United and how they played. Maybe I've only seen two out of our last three, but I think I've seen their last two games. However, Cincinnati being at home, they have put together a good season. I'm going to take them on the money line. Cincinnati, plus 165. I know I probably could make more money if DC United would pull off the upset. I just don't know that they can. I think both these teams, they go over 2.5 goals at minus 110. 8 o'clock. You've got Inter Miami taking on Montreal. Again, both of these are plus money. I have seen both of them going down, though, overnight. So really want to check your numbers here. I know I was on Miami early. I think first two games of the season I was on them. And they looked so bad that I said, I'm done. Well, I'm eating those words because I'm back on Miami tonight. I'm going to play them on the money line. They are the favorites at plus 111. And I think both these teams go over 2.5 goals, minus 110. We got two games starting at 8:30. One of which is Houston versus Real Salt Lake. And as much as I have talked about Salt Lake and really think that they may be one of the better teams in the West that I've seen, as I have seen Houston, and Houston defensively, I think, may be able to stop Salt Lake. I'm going to go Houston on the money line just to beat Salt Lake. Plus 102. I'm going to go under here. Under 2.5 goals at minus 105. The other game at 8:30 is Sporting KC versus FC Dallas. Guys, Kansas City has also really impressed this season. They should tear apart Dallas. Should. I'm going to take them on the spread at -1 at -115. I think they beat Dallas by 2 or more. And I think it's going to be 2-0. I think they're going to score 2 quick ones. And then they're going to kind of run around like Australia and Team USA did in women's soccer the other day. But I'm going to go under 3 at -115 for this one also. 9 o'clock, you've got Austin FC versus Colorado. Guys, wasn't 100% sure here. I was leaning towards Colorado, did some extra research. I feel like they had some time off, and Austin's little bumps and bangs have had time to heal. So I'm going to go over, and I'm going to take Austin on the money line. Just for them to beat Colorado at plus 120. And then I'm going to go over 2.5 goals. -105. 10 o'clock, you've got Vancouver going up against Minnesota. I really don't think Vancouver is gonna be able to put enough goals together. I think Minnesota scores at least 2. Which means Vancouver, in order to tie or win, would have to score 2 or more goals. I don't know that they can do that with Minnesota's offense. Or Minnesota's defense. Minnesota's defense is about taking angles away. It's not about playing up on them. You're not going to see a lot of them banging chests or throwing elbows, because they are more about taking angles away, sight angles for them to be able to find a passer, to look for an open shot. I think that really messes with Vancouver, and so I'm going to take Minnesota on the money line at minus 122, but I am going to go over 3 at plus 105. For the simple fact, I think Minnesota can score 2, like I said, 2 or 3. And I look for Vancouver to hold up the end of the bargain where they score 1. So, that is my 16 picks in soccer. Put them on a completely different episode because we had 28 picks in baseball. I was thinking about throwing an Olympic pick. The baseball team plays this morning. I didn't know how many of you would be able to listen to this, though, and get a bet in. So I kind of decided I'm not going to make that bet. I was a little unsure of it anyway. And kind of see where this goes. I also wanted to give soccer their own episode because so many of you have said that I kind of cut down soccer, that when I put it with baseball, that I try to rush through it, I don't give a lot of reasoning and things like that. Well, number one, you've got to remember, I'm still learning soccer. My eye test for soccer is not as good as some of the other major sports. So I'm really relying on a lot of stats. And since every team hasn't played every team, I don't know how good those stats are because I don't know soccer well enough. Two, I don't mean to, you know, make anyone feel that I'm slighting soccer at all. If I'm hurrying through it, then I'm definitely sorry about that. When I have a lot of picks in soccer and a lot of picks in baseball, then of course I'm going to give it its own episode. But all I ask for you is if you're a soccer fan, then listen to the episode. Share it with your other soccer buddies and get them to listen to it and actually show me that you want me to even deal with soccer. Because, see, when I go around, I don't listen to most betting shows regularly. I hit or miss them, or I do them in a rotation, or I may get stuck on one of them for 2 or 3 days, and then I jump to a completely different betting episode. But I don't hear very many of them giving out soccer picks at all. Especially American soccer, the MLS. I hear them doing Premier League, but never really American soccer. I'm not going to use that as an excuse or a reason why you may think I'm slighting it. But I don't feel like I am, just for the simple fact, at least I'm betting it. At least I'm giving you my bets. At least when I have a really good reason, I'm telling you that. So that's kind of how I feel on the matter. No one else is doing this. No one else is telling you what they're betting on daily in almost every game. There are, you know, 15 games in baseball today. I'm betting 14 of them. Twice. I'm betting the over and under and who's going to win. The only reason why I'm not betting the 15th game, there's no numbers on it this early. There are 8 soccer games, you know, tonight. I'm betting 8, and I'm betting on them twice. I'm betting a winner and an over and under, and giving all of that to you for free. And I think some of you don't also understand that. Like I have said before, however, if you guys want to support this podcast, go to buymeacoffee.com/bettingovertime. Feel free to buy me a coffee. The money is, some of it's going to be used to buy me a Coke. Others of it is going to be getting the radio station up and running, getting the website up and running. For those of you who don't know, the website's going to be theovertimenetwork.com. I picked a theme and I've been putting some stuff up there. The podcasts are up there, but I think I'm going to go with a different theme because of the articles that I'm going to be putting up there. So it's a work in progress. We're also looking at creating an internet radio station that I can go live on before or after a game. We can watch a game together. I can give you my thoughts on it right then and there. We can do live betting for some of the wrestling pay-per-views. I'm thinking about going live. Being able, if you don't want to buy that pay-per-view, then you'll be able to hear me talk about it, give you the winners and why there were winners. I'd like to be able to do breaking news stuff. When baseball yesterday, the Padres thought that they had Max Scherzer and were celebrating, and then the Dodgers came and sweetened their deal a little more and actually got the trade for him. I want to be able to go live, give you my up-to-the-minute thoughts, and then maybe do a podcast on it later. So that is what buymeacoffee.com/bettingovertime. That is when you buy a coffee, that's where it's going to be going. So anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for writing in. If you do want to write in, it's Overtime Daily. On Twitter is my handle, or you can write dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com, and I'll answer your emails as best I can, as quick as I can. As always, I wish you the best of luck on anything that you guys are betting on or watching today or tonight, especially if it's UFC. Also, when I make sure that you guys are getting this through your heads, please bet responsibly. Do not bet any more than what you can afford. And if you are, or you think you may have a gambling problem, or if someone close to you thinks you have a gambling problem, it will not kill you. Stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Talk to them and answer their questions as honestly as you possibly can, and they'll tell you if you have a problem. They'll also give you the help, support, and guidance you need, and make any referrals in your local area that you may need in order to get help. Guys, this is Sam, and I'm signing off. You may hear from me later today. I have found, I think, some bargains as far as NFL over-under win totals. So I'm going to be giving you those. I think there were 4 or 5 that I really like. And so looking at possibly giving those to you later this afternoon. So anyway, I will be talking to you soon. And hopefully, I see you down the road.